You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds
on Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hi, my name is Paul Cote, and I am an actor, director, theater educator here in the Twin Cities. I was cheated by you, and I think you know when. I'm looking forward to a show that is not happening in the Twin Cities, but in Duluth, the musical Mamma Mia, which features the music of the 1970s disco pop group ABBA. 1 week from tonight, Mamma Mia will have its grand opening at the same time that its venue has a new grand opening. The newly renovated historic North Shore Theater will be open to the public starting February 1st with that performance of Mamma Mia. Whoa, Mamma Mia, here I go again. My, how can I resist ya? This is a pretty big deal because that particular space has been under renovation for several years now, and so finally the community of Duluth and the greater Minnesota community get to experience this gorgeous historic theater of the North Shore. Mamma Mia opens at the North Shore Theater 1 week from tonight and runs through February 18th.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Eckes, and I'm a professional vocalist. Noises Off is a classic contemporary comedy, and it is coming to Bloomington at Artistry Theater. It's a farce within a farce. There's this acting company, and they're putting on this play, and you get to see what's happening in the play that they're doing, but also in the backstage antics and the relationships that are happening between the actors. Each act of the show, you see the same first act of the play within a play, and the second act, they turn the set around, so you actually are seeing it from the backstage view. By the third act of Noises Off, you're seeing how everything has kind of fallen apart, how people are at each other's throats and how people are trying to sabotage each other's performances. It's a great insight to what happens in an acting troupe and in a theater company backstage. Oftentimes, the drama is just as prevalent backstage as it is on the stage. Noises Off opens Saturday night and runs through February 18th at Artistry Theater in Bloomington.
Hi, my name is Peter Ratcliffe, and I'm the co-executive director of the Eastside Freedom Library right here in St. Paul. Many of you may know Roger Genver Smith because of his work in Spike Lee films, but he's also a great historian and a great solo performer, bringing together careful, deep historical research with the powerful ability to inhabit the characters of important historical figures like Frederick Douglass. Some of you may remember that last year, President Trump seemed to suggest that Frederick Douglass is still alive, and many people jumped on him and said, "That's fake news." But Roger Genver Smith brings Frederick Douglass to life with his piece, Frederick Douglass Now, so that we get to have a conversation between the past and the present, and to learn from the life and struggles of this great runaway slave, abolitionist, political orator, newspaper editor, one of the most important historical figures of the second half of the 19th century. This show will enable us to build a lens, with Roger's help, through which to look at the challenges of race and racism in American society today. Here's an opportunity to have those difficult conversations, prompted by a brilliant piece of theater. Frederick Douglass Now opens tonight at Penumbra Theater in St. Paul and runs through Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you.